Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people. Now,
Video Game Review.
Don't be hating.
The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house, basically in Oakland, California. Scott is at the Sports Byline USA studios across the bay in North Beach in San Francisco, where I would normally be were it not for a global pandemic. Got to do our social distancing here, but we bring you the show each and every week on whatever network you're listening to right now, on all the sports talk networks where we talk just video games, and not sports video games, but all video games. I've been doing this show almost 20 years. I'm a gamer just like you. I play the games. I don't know how to make the games. Even if I could, I wouldn't do very well at it, but I can tell you what I like and what I don't like, and that's what I want to hear from you as well. Thereby, we make a toll-free number available. Don't write it down. Dial it up. It is 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard coast to coast, border to border. TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, also on the Dan Patrick channel, SiriusXM, channel 211 in progress. Great to be on that once again. Also, sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Any emails, by the way, or cheat code requests, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's also how you can win the game, which we have coming up in the next segment. Send the correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. And you can always listen to us on your cable system, too, on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. Big shout-out to the troops listening on American Forces Radio Network on The Voice. 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Also, we are on SB Nation Radio as well, that great network. And out of Houston, Texas, go to SBNationLive.com. Speaking of Houston, Texas, we're going to check in with a video game reporter written for many newspapers to talk about these next-gen systems that are coming out. That's Willie Jefferson, and he'll be coming up in just about a half hour. But I'll give the game away. I'll also tell you what's new on the shelves this week. And the cheat code, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. We only have 1 week, or I should say 1 hour all week in all these sports talk networks that talk video games. So let's do it. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. It's nice to have you with us, and you may participate at the toll-free line, which works all over the continent. North American continent, 1-800-878-PLAY, to get in and get heard. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to move things up a little bit. I'm going to give away the game at 25 after the hour, tell you what's new on the shelves, and discuss what else is going on, because our guest, Willie Jefferson, who's been a long-time video game writer for many newspapers. We're going to talk the two next-gen systems with him coming up at 40 after. And that's the deal. We are in November, folks. November, did it sneak up on you? Did it take forever to get here? Whatever it took, we're in November, and that means we're getting our new consoles. Not me. Because unless you were, and I thought I was Johnny on the spot, but I wasn't. Unless you were super Johnny on the spot, you were not able to pre-order one of these systems. It'll be the Xbox Series X and Series S that'll be coming out on the 10th. And on the 12th, it'll be the PS5 and the PS5 digital as well, which is talking about 500 to 400, and with the Xbox, 500 to 300. And you will not be able to play discs on the lower systems. But the thing about why the Xbox Series S is 200 less than the Series X is it's not as powerful, which is very weird. I'll have to talk to Willie about that. J.J. Lin, who you may or may not know, if you're from Singapore, you definitely know him. He is a big music star down there. He posted pictures yesterday with his PS5. And he said, psyched to be the first in Asia to lay hands on the PlayStation 5. Now, you could say it's an unverified claim, but he did load up all the pictures. It looks like it. And for the media who did get it early, not me, There is an embargo on it, which means you cannot show a picture of the back of the PS5, which he did not do. So if you want to take his word for it, J.J. Lin was also the guy in 2017 who said, proud to be the first in Asia to get an iPhone X. So whatever this guy is, what kind of influence he has, what strings he can pull, this guy has the hookup. How many millions of people are in Asia, and he got the first PS5? So I bow down to, I can't say I know his music. I haven't had the pleasure of listening to him. I guess he's somewhat of a rock star over there, but J.J. Lin says he has one. Now, Sony has said they're seeing very considerable PS5 demand. Well, that could to be expected. What does that mean that we can understand? Well, I'll put it to you this way. Sony pre-sold. This is why I did not get in. I was working. Sony pre-sold as many PS5s in the first 12 hours in the United States than the first 12 weeks for the PS4. These are numbers straight from Jim Ryan, who is the CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment. By the way, the PS4 sold 100 million units. And obviously, the demand is way more huge for this. And there's two ways of looking at the pandemic. One is there's never been people who have been hit harder in the pocketbook in our lifetimes outside of a the housing crisis and a mini stock market crash before that. Way the economy is going, who has the money? Well, it's not a matter, I don't think, of who has the money. I mean, a lot of times it is the case, but I'm just saying this is also a case of we're in a pandemic and we want content and we want entertainment and we'll do whatever we have to do to get our hands on one of these. You know, they're showing these, I was watching the NFL and they're showing these Burger King commercials of these people like ordering a Whopper. And then their order comes in this giant paper bag, and they go, what's this? And they open up, and it's a PS5, and they're like, oh, damn. And then drive through some girls. It makes it look like every other person's getting a PS5, which would never happen in a million years. I'm sorry, this show's not brought to you by Burger King, but even if it was, there's no way you're – I just think, Rick, don't be a naysayer. Maybe I'll be the guy. Maybe I'll be the girl. But I can tell you what. It's just like a dream scenario. You can order a Whopper and they go, oh, but by the way, here's a PS5. I mean, look, I just mentioned Burger King on the air. Someone in a truck right now heard me say Whopper and they're going to pull off the road and get a Whopper. That's just the way advertising works and the power of suggestion. So you're welcome, Burger King, and you can send me a PS5 or at least send one so I can give away to my listeners. That would be nice. But it's just those games, man. Those launch games. Now, I have zero interest in Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales. You know, a lot of people are very much looking forward to that. I have a much more interest in Demon's Souls Remake. But how about this? Astro's Playroom is a 3D platformer that comes already installed into your PS5. Isn't that interesting? And it's very Pixar looking, and what it is, and it's E10 plus, fantasy violence is the category, which sounds more like Dungeons and Dragons, but it really shows off some of the might, and it's got the haptic feedback on the DualSense. It shows how fast everything loads. It's got the adaptive triggers, of course, which are more analog, so in other words, on the R2 and left 2, those traditional triggers, if you push them very slowly in, the person might begin to walk a little more, jog, and then all the way run. And then also what they call Tempest 3D audio tech. And you'll hear that 3D audio come to life in Astro's Playroom. So I can't remember a time, you can help me if I'm forgetting, when a game was pre-installed. I mean, we've had launch systems come with a shiny disc, but this is just on it. And I think it's a great idea. I mean, you can say, well, there were Miis on the Wii. Yeah, there were. There were Miis on the Wii, and the Miis could go around and play some games and such things like that. But it's a brilliant little plan for Sony to get this going. And then, of course, people will be, you know, downloading their Fortnite or PUBG. They're going to get it in there really quick. They're going to get the Call of Duty Cold War, Bugsnax, Snacktooth Island, the home of the eponymous Bugsnax, Godfall. I don't know about that, but it has to do with Deicide. Yes. So Sony apparently also says they have some hidden surprises, which will be coming in the next few weeks. And obviously one of those hidden surprises they've just given away, and that's Astro's Playroom. Which is, it's already kind of a feast for the eyes, they say. It's like, wow. Because I feel like when I'm watching it, I'm like, is this a cutscene from Pixar? Is this actual gameplay? I don't know yet. I don't know. And the good thing about a preloaded game is apparently you should be able to delete it. Can you imagine getting down to the point? And this happened to me so many times until I got an external hard drive for my PS4. It's like, what am I going to delete and what am I going to keep? That's why I'll never get just the digital version of anything. It's just the hard drives will never be big enough for me and all the stuff I want to save. All right, we will take a quick break. We will come on back. Lines available. I'll give a game away. I'll tell you what's coming up next on the shelves this week. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
The Video Game Review.
Alright, hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, The Video Game Review. How you doing, everybody out there? Dan Patrick, Channel Sirius XM 211, SB Nation, Sports Byline USA, American Forces Radio Network, all our affiliates in between, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, oh my gosh. Unplug your toaster, put a coat hanger in it, point it out the window, I think you'll get us. Make sure I unplug it first. Giving away a game now. We got a guest coming up in the next segment. The game I'm giving away is called Switch and Shoot. Brand new game for the PC, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. I have it here for the PS4. Summary. Switch and Shoot offers endless arcade action with just one button. Piloting an advanced starfighter with just one button is simple. You switch, you shoot. Every shot fired changes your direction. And mastering this is the key to becoming a legend among the stars. This sounds aggravating as all get out. But it must be fun if it's made all these systems, or it must be a challenge one way or the other. My question is, and send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll take the second correct answer. Is this a shooter, or is this a Game Boy Advanced SP cooking game? Just let me know. Once again, Switch and Shoot. It's developed by Matt Glanville, and he published it as well, so good for him. It's a DLC game. PC, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Thank you for playing the home version. What have you been playing this weekend, kids? I've been playing Modern Warfare, still doing it, Season 6. And it's funny, my PS4 controllers, I'm already on, again, the system came out in 2013. The original two I got, you had to buy an extra one when launched, but I bought two since then. Those are on their last legs. And I actually ordered one up from Amazon about a month ago, and then I thought, why am I ordering one of these up when I'm getting a PS5? I don't have one yet. But anyway, playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and they had this little Halloween thing going on where if you played Warzone, you could get a couple things in some of these crates. One of them was a weapon. It was a machine gun, bullpup. I think it was the Odin, and it had the skull logo on it. So I don't like Warzone. People put in steel plates, and it takes forever to kill anyone. Then you got to go in that gulag and fight it out. I mean, I get the attraction of it. I've done it a few times. But I played the hell out of Warzone trying to get all this stuff. And I got 9 out of 16 things, and then I saw the other stuff was all locked out. And I thought, oh, maybe on Halloween the other stuff gets unlocked. It's still locked. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. But I found myself, you know, getting the AS Val, because I'm not paying for this Season 6. I'm still using the original Otter and Kruger outfits, skins, whatever. But getting AS Val, pimped that out, get it all the way to the end. And then I got this shotgun called the Jack 12. Now, I had noticed when I was playing multiplayer that I was getting my behind handed to me by this weird-looking gun that shot pretty rapidly, semi-auto, but it almost felt like a shotgun. But I was getting hit from far away, and then I started getting the incendiary rounds, the Dragon's Breath, which I have for two other shotguns. And I finally got a gold skin on one of them, and that's hard because the last gold skin for me is getting 125 kills with no attachments. Especially for a shotgun with no attachments, your range is like 2 feet. I just wish you could play Shipment 24/7 to get that. But anyway, I got the Jack 12, JAK-12. But they just nerfed it 3 days ago. And not completely nerfed it, but it had this 20-round drum, and then it got to shells, an 8-shot cartridge with shells, so I started using that, and that's the thing I was trying to pimp up as I was going along, especially here on Halloween. It's been a double XP weekend. All right, that's me. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking, I was talking about the PS5, of course, on the 10th, and hopefully we'll get one more show before all this stuff comes out. But the Xbox One put out a list of its backwards compatibility. Now, they did say on their website, a list this long takes some time, so check back on November 10th to see the full selection of backwards compatible games. A list this long, how many games do they have that are backwards compatible that they've listed? 607. Once again, 607. This is one thing that I love, is the backwards compatibility. And I remember almost as like a sign of an outcry that at first the PS2 was going to play PS1 games, and like, no, it won't. I remember thinking, it won't? I'm not buying one then. Of course I did. Those were hard to get a hold of. PS2 and the Wii, I think, were the hardest ever for me. Hopefully this isn't as bad. But that means if you had the original Xbox and you want to play Splinter Cell, or Splinter Cell Double Agent, or Splinter Cell Pandora Tomorrow, or Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, you can play all that stuff. You can play all that stuff. And you can say, well, I already have those systems, blah, 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 blah. But I think it's important. I really do. I think it's important. And, you know, on the one hand, I just wonder if, like, after these next-gen systems come out, as far as backwards compatibility goes, then you can go online and see if everybody's trying to unload their old system. Like new. Is it really like new? 1-800-878-PLAY. Also saw a report this week that Facebook's new video game streaming service, they say that the reason that they're putting it out and want you to play from the cloud is that they want it to boost their ad sales. So the new ads, which is the driving force for Facebook, which along with Google controls the majority of digital advertising, this is why they're getting in to the cloud streaming service. And they say, well, you can get a brief demo of a game, and that will support interactive demos from a game's native code, which will blur the line between games and ads. It's like, are you guys really admitting this? But, you know, you think about it on YouTube when you want to watch something. You know, I don't pay for YouTube, so what do you got to do? You got to sit through a 15 to 30 second commercial or skip ads. Who in the history of the world does not select, yes, skip ads? Does anybody actually ever watch the ads? I don't think I do, but it's not like, I mean, if you think about playable ads, we see that a lot on our phones. You know, push this to sink the ship. Go ahead, do it. And you get the playable ads. So Microsoft Xbox Game Pass, Google Stadia, Amazon Luna, you know, if you have no monthly subscription price, how is that going to be on Facebook held up? And it's going to be held up by those ads. Then you're going to have to figure out if that's what you want to live with or not. All right. Let's talk about the new games coming out this week. Bakugan Champions RPG on the PC. We've got Fahrenheit Indigo Prophecy. This is a PS4 adventure game. Ponpu, which is an action party game on the Switch, the Xbox One, and the PS4. Says, get ready to break some eggs in this frantic multiplayer party game. Ponpu mixes classic gameplay with crazy new mechanics in a cool pop art graphical style. Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. That doesn't need too much more to it, as does Dirt 5. Dirt 5, PC, Xbox One, PS4, Stadia, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and Xbox Series S. That's right, a launch title. from our friends over there at Codemasters. Also, Lair of the Clockwork God. This is an adventure platformer for the PC, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and PS4 from Size 5 Games. They developed and will publish it. A racing bike game called Descenders, PC, Xbox One, PS4, and Nintendo Switch. This is published by No More Robots and developed by Rage Squid. I love that. What are you going to call? What are you going to call your company? We're going to be Rage Squid. As I said, next week, you know, on the 10th, Series S and the Series X, and then on the 12th, PS5. And then everything changes, man. Cats, living with dogs. So as you can tell, not a huge, huge week. But week after that, we're going to see a lot more things popping up. In fact, it's going to be a super quiet week. From what I can tell right now, from just getting with my connects, there are only going to be two new games released before the new next-gen systems come out. Because, obviously, they feel like there's... I mean, look, I only named, six games this week and then two next week. That's because it's going to be a blur of activity. We'll talk about that activity next with our seasoned correspondent on video games, Willie Jefferson. I'm Rick Tittle. We will do that next. Come on back on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio and AFN and everybody else on the Video Game Review.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
paid for by Airtime Media.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show longtime journalist Willie Jefferson, written for the Houston Chronicle, the Orlando Sentinel, Albuquerque Journal, and others. He's here to talk about these next-gen consoles, which are right around the corner coming up here in November. Willie, let's just start off with this. I can hand you an Xbox Series X, or I can hand you a PS5, no questions asked. You can get in the car and drive away. Which one are you grabbing?
Hey, thank you so much, Rick, for having me on your show. I appreciate it. I would actually get the PS5 because I have the Xbox Series X or I'm pre-ordered from Best Buy. That's the only reason. Yeah.
So the last time we had this new, these next-gen consoles was basically 2013, and we got a lot out of them, and we'll continue to get a lot out of the PS4, and obviously, but and the Xbox One. But when you think about the head-to-head battle of these two giants between Microsoft and Sony, what are some of the things that they're doing right and some of the things that they're not doing right?
Okay. I can tell you, as far as with Sony, Sony was the first company that really came out with backwards compatibility, which allows gamers who have older games to be able to play their older games on a newer system with updated graphics, better processing power. And they did that all the way until the first iteration of the PlayStation 3. But then they stopped it, and also they stopped it with the PS4. But because Microsoft has, for the most part, ever since the Xbox 360, they had did backwards compatibility, then Sony felt pressured to go ahead and add that with the PlayStation 5, which makes it them and also the series, the Xbox Series, makes them very attractive units in case someone wants to upgrade, but they don't see any games that they really want to have that confidence and know, hey, I have this huge backlog of older games that I can be able to play, you know, and all the way possibly even up to 8K graphics.
You know, it's funny, too, when you think about the PS5, and listen, I love both systems, but I would probably go PS5, just because I have way, way more PS4 games. And as you mentioned, the backwards compatibility, which is huge, which was not embraced in the past few consoles. But that PS5 DualSense controller with the new haptics and the audio features could be a game changer if developers embrace that. Because as we know, even with the speaker that you have in the DualShock 4, how many games actually even utilize that stuff? It's almost like a forgotten technology. So do you think that's going to be something that'll be more a little hands-on?
Absolutely, especially with the PlayStation 5 and their DualSense. And I'm going to tell you, I'm really excited about that because just like you were saying, like if developers decide to implement it, especially with shooter titles, you can have, for instance, if you get hit, and let's say that depending on the part of your anatomy that the computer wants to enable. So like, let's say for instance, you're walking over gravel, then you may have to walk slower and using the triggers, then it could also provide extra feedback, which could definitely make you feel more mentally in the game. And Microsoft does not, at this current time, does not have anything that could compete with that. So especially with launch titles coming out, for instance, Miles Morales the new Spider-Man game on the PlayStation 5. That could be interesting because you could actually have tension, for instance, when he's swinging through the city, could have tension, for instance, or if he grabs an enemy and he wants to grab him lightly or he wants to add more force, you know, using the DualSense could be a game changer. But once again, that goes to if developers decide to implement that strategy.
And the other thing, too, I think, Willie, by the way, we're speaking with Willie Jefferson about next-gen consoles. The Xbox always seems to have a little more muscle when it comes to the technology, but I've never noticed it with my eyeballs. Like, you can look on the paper and see that there's CPU, 8x Zen 2 cores at 3.8 gigahertz, while the PS5 is 3.5. You can see that their solid-state drive is a little bit bigger with a terabyte on the Series X, 825 gigs on the PS5. But, you know, whether it's 12 teraflops or 10.28 teraflops, it's all going to run on 4K, a lot of games, 60 frames per second. That's something that I think would be a good selling point in a car. But when it comes to something like this, I've never noticed it with my eyeballs. How about you?
You know what? Actually, I have a I definitely agree. I have a PlayStation 4 Pro. And also I have a launch PS4. Matter of fact, number 57 of all ever made. And also I have Xbox One X, Xbox S, all of them. And, yes, I can definitely tell a difference. But I think the biggest thing as far as, like, with all the everything on paper, it boils down to games, that with Microsoft making a huge investment as far as picking up ZeniMax and Bethesda Softworks, that is going to just, in the short term, it doesn't do a lot because they're still going to be supporting Doom Eternal, Fallout 76, you know, and everything. But moving forward, that definitely could really make a person think, hey, do I need to spend $499 on or $399 for a PlayStation 5 or get, you know, a Series S or X? And then they see, oh, wow, you know what, like the new Fallout game is going to be exclusively on the Xbox Series consoles, or the new Doom one, or anything like that. That could definitely make people think, especially we're in a pandemic and people are limited as far as their funds. It could be something that people really need to consider.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, $100 is $100 in these times. And what do you think about the consideration, as you mentioned, the digital versions? Because each one's going to come out. You can put a shiny disc in. You're going to play the Blu-ray, both of those are going to go for $500, but the digital version of the PS5, which means no shiny discs, that's going to be $100 less. The Series S for the Xbox is going to be $200 less, but it is not as powerful as the Xbox Series X, which I think is something that a lot of people haven't considered, and it makes me lose interest in the one that's not as powerful. It's like, if I'm going next gen, I want to go next gen, but it is 200 less than the original. It's interesting the way Microsoft and Sony are approaching this differently when they usually kind of do the same thing. What do you think about that?
You know what? When they do the same thing, I actually like that because who wins in the end? The consumers. But just like what you were saying, Rick, what I really did not, I understand why Microsoft did it, but it's good because, yes, a Series S is $299. However, you only have 512 gigabytes of usable space. All you have to do is look at Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It is around, I think, 125, 130 gigabytes. If you think about that, all it takes two, maybe three games, and your hard drive is filled up.
Right.
With the PlayStation 5, it's 825 gigabytes, figure probably about 750, maybe 775 gigabytes of space, which allows you, hey, and it's also faster than the Microsoft SSDs. Now, there was a report about the new Devil May Cry remastered, and I can tell you right now that the Xbox Series X, the PlayStation 5s, are going to also include ray tracing with that. However, on the Series S, there will be no ray tracing with that particular title. That's just the first one that we've heard about, and I don't know if other developers are going to follow suit with that. And it's showing me clearly that the Series S may be holding back some titles from just being just absolutely gangbusters graphically, you know, CPU powerhouses that may have to be scaled back so that they can play or run smoothly on the Series S.
Right. And then finally, something that the Xbox didn't have that the PS4 did was that share button. And they'll have that now on Microsoft. And they'll also, apparently on the dashboard of both of these new next-gen, the, you know, how you save screenshots and video. You know, for me, my PS5, I have to get out of my game, go back and edit it. All that's going to be right there on the dashboard. And I guess that's just part of the next thing that makes everything a lot shorter, and you can rejoin games without having to save them. It'll be a lot more shortcuts, I understand, Willie.
Mm-hmm. Because of the power of the SSD. And I'm going to tell you, Sony actually has, I saw a report that where whenever you earn a trophy, it will actually save part of that video so that you can immediately share that progress and say, hey, you know what? I got 30 headshots within 60 seconds. Boom, here's my video. And I'm going to tell you, especially being locked down in a pandemic, that's going to be huge to be able to just see something, not have to worry about trying to edit it, get it just right. You could just immediately share it on social media or wherever the PlayStation 5 is going to share it. So that's going to be huge. I really believe that's going to be huge. So
that's Willie Jefferson. Where can we find you social media-wise and read you?
Okay, definitely you can go to thehoustongamer.com. That's going to take you right to my YouTube page. And also, you can hit me up on Twitter at the Houston. You can just put at Houston Gamer. And I would love to hear from you. And definitely, I want you to follow me. And I do my best to follow back. And just want to thank you so much for allowing me to talk about next-gen consoles here on your show. I really appreciate it.
There he is, the Houston Gamer, Willie Jefferson. Thanks for your time, buddy. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game
Review. All right. Thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Time now for the cheat code, older games. Send in your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Gareth. Gareth writes in from Reno, Nevada, and said, Rick, I know it's famous, but I don't know the code to get Donkey Kong in GoldenEye on the N64. First of all, I appreciate the email. The DK mode is not really Donkey Kong. It's been called the DK mode because it makes all the characters' heads and arms look enormous, which some people think meant it was Donkey Kong. There's a much easier way to get this than putting in the code, which I'll give you in a second. But the first thing is to do is that when you play the runway mission, which is in the first hour of the game, on agent difficulty, if you can pass through that, you get it. Otherwise, at any point, email me if you don't get this the first time. Left and right plus up, C and right at the same time, R and left at the same time, R and up at the same time, up, R and right at the same time, up, left and right plus C down at the same time, left and right plus down at the same time, left and right plus C left at the same time. The greatest segment in the history of radio was me reading that. But anyway, there's your answer. And as I said, you can email me if you didn't get it. But yeah, that DK mode has been around since, the mid-90s. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We return you now to the Sports Talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next time on the Video Game Review.